Greetings. Let us take our collective breath. Today, we're going to talk about mindfulness and mindfulness meditation. But first, a few definitions. The handout gives the most succinct definition, that mindful meditation is the activation of mindfulness while participating in silent activity. Here are a few more detailed definitions. From Meditation Science, mindfulness meditation is a Western, non-sectarian, research-based form of meditation derived from a 2,500-year-old Buddhist practice called Vipassana. It is a form of meditation designed to develop the skill of paying attention to our inner and outer experiences with acceptance, patience, and compassion. The University of California Center for Mindfulness, part of the medical school's psychiatry department, defines mindfulness meditation this way. Mindfulness is a quality which human beings already have, but they have usually not been advised that they have it, that it is valuable, or that it can be cultivated. Mindfulness is the awareness that is not thinking, but which is aware of thinking, as well as aware of each of the other ways we experience the sensory world. For example, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling through the body. Mindfulness is non-judgmental, open-hearted, friendly, and inviting of whatever arises in awareness. It is cultivated by paying attention on purpose, deeply and without judgment, to whatever arises in the present moment, either inside or outside of us. By intentionally practicing mindfulness, deliberately paying more careful moment-to-moment attention, we can live more fully and less on automatic pilot, thus being more present for our own lives. So most of us are forgetful, and a lot of us are not really here a lot of the time. Our minds are caught in either worry or fear or anger or regrets or yesterday or tomorrow, but rarely are we mindful of being right here, right now, where all of our senses are present to the moment. And certainly with the internet and cell phones, we have become highly distracted and tend to live in a world that overvalues multitasking. The opposite of forgetfulness is mindfulness. Mindfulness is when we are truly here, that our minds and our bodies are connected together. For example, when we did our breathing meditation, that's a mindfulness meditation. We breathe in and out mindfully, bringing our minds back to the breath, back to the sensations in our body, and we are here, established in the present moment. We didn't have to make an effort to breathe in. We didn't have to make an effort to breathe out. So breathing meditation is a mindfulness meditation. It can happen at any time, anywhere. The same thing is true with walking mindfully. Every step you take, you are aware of that step. You're aware of how your feet or your shoes or your boot touch Mother Earth, the sensations that run through your body, how you're holding the rest of your body as your legs move you forward. During the practice of mindfulness, we are not talking. In the beginning, we're simply not talking verbally. Over time, we stop talking inside the mind. The mental discourse and the chatter that is going on now eventually subsides, and real silence takes hold. Now, the thing about silence is that because we're so overstimulated and because we really haven't been taught how to feel the most uncomfortable feelings that we have as humans, sometimes silence is a very scary thing and we avoid it at all costs. But during this time together, you're building your courage and your willingness to create a space to feel, to observe, to feel your feelings, to observe your thoughts, and to invite the silence in. And just like with any type of meditation, consistent daily practice promotes the development of inner stability, inner calmness, and the non-reactivity of the mind. Mindfulness helps us to face and embrace even the most unpleasant aspects of our life. And that's what this is about. It's not to say that we won't have painful experiences anymore, but rather we're giving ourselves tools and a different foundation with which we can better deal with that painful experience, with which we can better feel that pain so as to let it pass through us versus get stuck inside of us. By developing a simple practice, by developing pure awareness, we begin to learn how to disentangle ourselves from our habitual thoughts, from our habitual emotions and behaviors. And we begin to connect with that inner self that is always calm and at peace. It's totally natural for our minds to wander. And a lot of times I will go for a walk to quote unquote clear my head. However, a mindfulness meditation that includes walking would actually take me out of my mind and my thinking and this idea of needing to clear my head and put me directly inside my body, inside my breath, and inside the complete sensory experience that is walking. Two very different things. We have a lot of mental distractions these days. And we already know that these mental distractions are producing anxiety, worry, fear, stress, and all sorts of emotional suffering. So by developing a daily practice of mindfulness meditation, we strengthen our ability to pay attention to our immediate experience. We seek it. We invite it in, the now moment. And it helps us overcome these preoccupations we have with the past or the future so that we can clearly see what is happening right now in our actual lived experience of the present moment. Instead of allowing our minds to take off like a horse and we the rider, we strengthen our ability to choose how we want to act in situations, how we want to respond in situations. That's what we've been talking about this week in part. Emotional freedom. So how do we practice mindfulness? By being mindful. Our first meditation was a breathing meditation. That is a mindfulness meditation, using the breath as an object of awareness, following the physical sensations of the breath as it flows in and out of our body, allowing the breath to flow naturally without controlling it, allowing it to drop deeper from our chest all the way down into our belly, simply experiencing the sensation of the breath in the field of our awareness. And so one of the first things we realize with the mindfulness meditation is the same thing we realize with all these other meditations, which is how easily distracted the mind can be. Thoughts, ideas, feelings, sensations, to-do lists constantly call for our attention, and we find that we've suddenly completely forgotten about the breath. But when we realize we've been distracted, we simply return our awareness to the breath. And that's what is so important to realize. It's not about not being distracted. It's not about giving up when you are distracted. It's about remembering that the actual practice is being prepared to simply return to the breath when we are distracted. With loving kindness, I might add. This is a new skill. We are beginners. So it's an important time to release all self-judgments and expectations about how our meditation practice is supposed to be. The practice is to simply relax and wake up to the awareness of what is happening in the present. That in and of itself, I guarantee you, will be a profound experience. And there have been about 1,500 studies since 1967 by over 250 independent research institutes showing that mindfulness meditation to be clinically effective for the management of stress, anxiety, panic, chronic pain, depression, obsessive thinking, strong emotional reactivity, and a wide array of medical and mental health conditions. I found it to be extremely effective in the calming of my obsessive thinking. I was so grateful to calm that down. The 6 leading causes of death in the U.S. are all linked to stress. Heart disease, cancer, lung ailments, accidents, cirrhosis of the liver, and suicide. Stress is a killer. Meditation is a healer. So, the mindfulness meditation we're going to do together is actually your mindfulness while listening to this. If you have found that you lost your focus anywhere along the way, where you checked out and started thinking about what you need to do later and didn't even hear several minutes of this lesson, I want to encourage you to go back to the beginning right now and choose mindfulness and listen with an acute awareness that you've never used before. Or return to our breathing meditation and spend a minute mindfully aware of the breath and all the sensations that you experience as that beautiful, life-giving breath moves in and out of your sacred body temple. Perhaps you're drinking a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. Bring mindfulness to that. The weight of the cup in your hand, the feeling when your lips touch the cup, the sensation of the hot liquid as it touches your tongue and rolls down into your body, the taste, the smell, mindfulness. My first mindfulness meditation was mindful eating. It was very intense for this Italian. I was away at a retreat, and we could not look at each other. We had to glance down at the floor. We had to prepare our food in silence and eat our food in silence. And the eating had to be seriously slowed down. It was incredible. I have never had an experience like that before, where every sensation was sensed, how the food felt in my hands, on my lips, as my teeth came down on it, as it touched my tongue, as my saliva activated and meshed with it, as it became mush, as it went down my throat and into my belly, thinking about those who planted the seeds and the farmers who cultivated the seeds and those who drove the trucks, and on it went. It was the most sacred experience. You could bring that to your lunch today. Another powerful mindfulness meditation is being aware of our bodies. We're so disconnected from our bodies. When I first started yoga, I could not believe that I had basically lived my entire adult life outside my body. I wept the first several months every time I went to yoga because I realized that I had never been inside my body like I was when I did yoga, and how I missed it, and how beautiful it is to me, and how sacred it is to me, and how amazing it's been to me. Our culture sets us up to hate our body and to break it up into parts and to judge it, and certainly see it as not enough. I encourage you to perhaps begin the mindfulness meditation that is loving your body temple. This can be a very powerful and healing experience. I want to close with an article that just came out today about how one woman used meditation to quit smoking. She started smoking when she was 12. She wanted to quit by the time she hit 35. She tried everything from cold turkey to medications, and nothing worked. And then she saw a flyer on mindfulness-based smoking cessation. And so she qualified for it and enrolled. And one of the things she had to do was smoke mindfully. She had to keep a journal about how she experienced the taste of the cigarettes, its odors, her bodily sensations and cravings while she smoked. Initially, she thought it was ridiculous. She says, "I remember thinking, this is so hokey, it's not going to work." Yet when she was prompted to quit several weeks into it, she smoked her last cigarette, and that was 4 years ago. This is perhaps the most powerful sentence in the article. "With mindful awareness, patients are no longer at the mercy of their cravings. Instead, they can build awareness for their cravings and choose how to respond." Take that sentence, take the word cravings, and put whatever word that describes the situation you're in right now, that you will no longer be at the mercy of, and instead that you're building your awareness of that thing, and you will be able to choose how to respond. That's freedom. Our quote for the day comes from Shirley MacLaine. Remember what people used to say about meditation? Now, everyone is doing it. Tomorrow, in Lesson 6, we'll do the silent meditation. And we'll talk about the posture, the questions, and creating time for our daily practice. Until then, namaste.